Hello, I'm Govinda Gill with the BBC News. Officials in the United States say at least 15 people are now known to have died after a van was driven at high speed into crowds of people in a busy district of New Orleans. Dozens more were injured. The FBI have named the attacker as Shamsuddin Jabbar, a US Army veteran from Texas. He was killed in a shootout with police. An Islamic State group flag was found in the vehicle and two improvised bombs have been made safe. Our correspondent Tom Bateman is at the scene.
There is still a fairly big police closure around this area. Officers obviously continuing to scour the scene for clues and at the same time having to secure this area whilst they've said that they believe that there may be other accomplices involved. So a very, very big police operation being led now by the FBI, saying that they are treating this as an act of terrorism, but also raising a sense of concern that there may be other people out there that are still yet to be found.
Four children killed in Ecuador after being detained by military personnel have been buried side by side amid protests and calls for justice. Relatives, friends and neighbours carried the caskets to the cemetery through the streets of Guayaquil after a joint funeral was held in the poor neighbourhood where they lived. The four boys, aged between 11 and 15, disappeared 3 weeks ago. Their badly burned bodies were found near an Air Force base and 16 military personnel have been detained. 3 days of national mourning have been declared in Montenegro after a gunman killed 10 people, including two children, in a series of shootings in the town of Cetinje. Police say the suspect later took his own life. Montenegro's president said the whole country felt the pain of the victims' families. More details from our Balkans correspondent Guy Delaney.
The shooting started late in the afternoon in Cetinje, a small town which used to be Montenegro's royal capital. Police say a customer at a bar was involved in an argument. He went home, returned with a weapon and started shooting. The bar owner was among those who died. The shooter then drove to the home of the bar owner, where he again opened fire. Two children died and the owner's wife was injured. The authorities say shooting took place in two other locations and members of the suspect's family are among the dead.
The Syrian foreign minister has arrived in Saudi Arabia at the start of the first international visit by a representative of the new authorities. Assad al-Shabani said in the social media post he hoped to open a new page in relations with the kingdom. This may be the first trip abroad, but Damascus has welcomed a stream of foreign delegations over the past month. Syria is seeking to rebuild relations with the outside world and bring in much-needed foreign investment. BBC News. The Palestinian Authority has suspended broadcast by the Qatari news network Al Jazeera in the occupied West Bank, accusing it of stirring strife. The authority has been angered by the network's coverage of clashes between Palestinian security forces and other armed groups in Jenin. Israel banned Al Jazeera last May. In the past few minutes, President Biden has said the attacker posted videos in support of ISIS hours before what he called the despicable act. Mr. Biden raised the first responders who engaged Shamsuddin Jabbar and prevented further loss of life. The Israeli military has issued an evacuation order for the remaining residents in Jabalia in northern Gaza ahead of an imminent strike. It said it was in response to continued rocket fire from the area. The new year began with intense Israeli airstrikes across Gaza, with the Civil Defence Agency says more than 20 people were killed. A Tesla Cybertruck has exploded outside the entrance of Trump Tower in the US gambling resort of Las Vegas, killing one person inside the vehicle. Tesla boss Elon Musk said his team were investigating the incident, concluded the cause of the explosion was either the fireworks or a bomb in the rented truck. He said the blast was unrelated to the vehicle itself. Kevin McMahill is a sheriff of Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department.
There is one deceased individual in the Cybertruck, and I don't know whether it's a male or female at this time. We are investigating a number of leads. I can tell you that there are seven victims right now that sustained injuries from the explosion. All of those have been reported to me at this point as minor injuries.
That was the latest world news from the BBC, and you can get more news online